40 Winks post-game interview.
40 Winks sleep event of the year on now. Their co-coach Luke Rayner, good enough to join us and firing away with a new ball. Here's Birchie.
Well, Rains, it certainly was anyone's game there. I spoke to it three-quarter time and everyone was pretty enthusiastic in at the huddle there. It was obviously a close margin on the scoreboard, but you seemed to have that momentum going into that last quarter. And how did you break down, you know, that last sort of 20 minutes or so?
Yeah, it's a tough game, isn't it, sometimes? And, I thought we started the last quarter reasonably well and it was a bit of an arm wrestle, but, pretty much... You know, the last sort of, as you say, sort of 15 to 20 minutes of that quarter, they were just able to have ascendancy around the footy and obviously won the territory battle. And we know that they've got some dangerous forwards forward of the footy. So if those guys get enough opportunities, they can put the score on the board as they did in the first quarter. So I think, you know, you evaluate the game and you say, well, for portions of the game, we were really, we were really good. And there were portions of the game where we weren't able to play the way that we wanted to play. And to South's credit, they were on top. So... it's one of those ones that are a bit frustrating and that we just weren't able to get a good, even, consistent performance across all four quarters.
Will you go back and review it, and would there be a, you know, 10-minute patch or a quarter that you would particularly hone in on in terms of the game as a whole?
Oh, I just think there's always learnings and lessons, and obviously with losses you certainly tend to look at things a little bit, with a sharper focus. So... listen, I think we're still very much a new group. We're still very much a young group. We're still very much a maturing group. So, I think there's always opportunities to learn. I'm not one to really stagnate too much. I'm not one to dwell too much on, what you might determine as potentially negatives. We certainly need to learn and understand what went wrong, but we also need to move on pretty quickly and back the group in to obviously recover well, get to work next week, and come ready to face West next week.
Such a fine line, Rains, with the ladder. You could have either been in the top three and you're looking to play Newtown for possibly even a minor premiership. Right now, though, you're actually in danger if results go against you and you can't beat Newtown in the last round. Well, you've still got to beat West next week as well. But you might be on the outside looking in come September.
Yeah, no, absolutely correct. So, and that's the reality of it. And I think that's good for the competition. So, like I say, you know, I think we've sat here before and you've asked about our expectations and would we have seen ourselves post the Joey's game sitting where we were sitting, and probably surprised all of us a little bit. I've got no doubt our best footy's absolutely right up there with anyone in the competition. And I think South will say that their best footy's right up there, and I think Joey's will say the same thing, and I think Newtown will say the same thing, and I think Bell Park can say the same thing, and I think Colac can say the same Leopold could say the same thing. So, and I think that is the reality of this year's competition. Those top six or seven teams, there's just not that much between them, and therefore if there are games where you do fluctuate a bit in performance from a consistency point of view and a contribution point of view and being able to play the way that you would prefer to play, then you are going to be vulnerable to, you know, any one of those sort of six or seven contenders, and that's the real learning for us, is that we've got to make sure that we sort of, I guess, come with a mindset that it's definitely going to take four quarters and probably the majority of those four quarters to succeed against the better teams. And we did that, you know, in terms of, if you reflect and look at the Joey's game, we were able to do that. It was a very consistent performance by 22 players across a four-quarter effort. And today we probably had two quarters. So it's, you know, and two quarters are probably just not going to get it done very often against the better teams. And like I say, we're still very much going to be in that, you know, that phase of growth and that phase of learning with a lot of our players, because they're getting exposed to this type of footy for their first time.
I think it was a great nod to the improvement of Hamish Burke that you gave him first crack at Fraser, and he stood next to him. Definitely, it would have been, I don't know, did it go through your head about his height, I suppose, and things like that, but he has been in excellent form this year, Hamish, so, and he did a fairly reasonable job on him too today.
Yeah, I thought he did a fantastic job, and I've obviously known Fraze since he was 17, having some involvement with him at the Geelong Falcons back in the day. So I've got a lot of respect for Fraze, and think he's just a terrific human being. But he's also a fantastic and clever and smart footballer. Mm. So we really encouraged Hamish to play his way and play athletically on him. That's something that Hamish can really do. He's got good closing speed, but he's certainly got good agility and good hops. He can jump. So, no disrespect to Fraze, but we had Hamish in our better players today. We thought he did a terrific job.
And you used Jack Blood a bit differently off half-back, because you sort of, that was a good move. Did he have his hamstring strapped all day, or did he come... Did he come off and get
so
it?
Not hamstring. So he had a cork from last week, leaked into his knee a bit. So he was a corked quad last week.
Okay.
And, he's fine.
But across half-back, he switched it for you, didn't he?
Yeah, he can definitely play there, and obviously Braden can play there. And, we're not going to use excuses, but we lost a lot of players out of our midfield group, so... We're trying to find ways to sort of try and find the best mix at different times and different venues and different oppositions. So, and to the boys' credit, they're up for it, and they've been really, they've been terrific in, I suppose, receiving multiple roles. And Jesse Travellini and Elijah Wales and Patrick Dowling, and so they've all had to sort of fill different voids at different times. And obviously with Chris Jansen out at the moment, sort of leaves another midfield sort of position to sort of step into. So we think there's enough there to certainly do what we need to do, but there's going to be times where we just have to continually sort of shuffle and try some different mixes.
Thanks to 40 Winks. 40 Winks sleep event of the year on now. Speaking with St Mary's co-coach Luke Rayner. Here's Kirsch. Turn yourself on, Kirsch.
Good on you, Neildy.
I was going to talk to you about your positional flexibility, funny enough, because, we said that your midfield probably needed a little bit of a change after, I think, it might have been half-time.
Yep.
And I think you chucked Travellini and...
Braden Ham
in the middle. And Keaton had obviously started in there, and he went into a different role. So that positional flexibility when things need to happen certainly makes a difference, because you owned the third quarter. Mm. So the change kind of worked.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, like I say, I think our job as coaches is to continue to challenge the players. Our job as coaches is to probably react when we need to. So, and I think the good thing is that we do have confidence and belief that we can put a number of players through there. The only thing I'll sort of preface with that is sometimes you do lose that continuity, sometimes you do lose that connection, because you do ultimately have some players in there that may not have played much midfield time together, or may not have spent much time with Mac Butcher, or so there's always the sort of, previous years you sort of roll out a very similar midfield group that become this, tight and bonded and connected group, and probably South have a pretty consistent and sort of strong midfield group that they can develop synergies and systems and so forth. So that's going to be part of our evolution, not only this year but into next year, and is that we almost sort of start to build a new midfield group that can spend some time together.
It was a little segue to the next question, of course, because you were plus 11 in inside 50s and then plus 6 in clearances. You had 18 inside 50s, but you kicked 3-4.
Mm.
So you sort of dominated the area, but you just couldn't get the end probably product right going inside 40-50.
Yeah, exactly right. So it did feel like that. It did feel like we were probably going to be on top in those areas. And we were on top in those stats earlier in the year against South as well. And they're certainly becoming a bit of a monkey on the shoulder at the moment, in terms of we haven't been able to shake them for a few games now. So... I don't think it's through lack of effort. I don't think it's through lack of opportunity. It's just, for whatever reason, we just have not quite been able to get the connection across the four quarters against this team.
From a coach's point of view, how is that? a team matches up really well against a certain team, don't they? We see it quite a fair bit in footy.
Well, it doesn't help when the other coach rings him on a Monday morning to remind him too, because, you know, they're thick as thieves, these two, off the field. So that's the other problem. You need to be able to ring him back on a Monday and say, bugger off.
Some teams match up well against other teams, don't they? Yeah. They just seem to have that advantage when you do match up well.
Sometimes it's belief. You know, like at the end of the day, sometimes it's belief that South have probably now built over the last couple of years now in terms of getting us the last sort of four times maybe. And again, nothing. You know, it's probably never been much more than three or four goals in each of the results.
Didn't you? There was, I think, the largest margin in the last, 6 years or something, been 25 points?
Over 25 points, and there's been six single-figure margins.
So it's a pretty evenly matched sort of game. It's just that they've been able to get the upper hand over the last few times. So, I'm not much of a superstitious person. I don't really read into it too much. I'm always really respectful of the opposition and kudos to them. At the end of the day, they come with a plan and they have a certain way that they want to play, and they also have a certain style to try and probably stem what we want to do. And to their credit, they've done it again to us today. So well done to them, and they push on and stay in the mix.
Absolute. Charlie Lang back next week?
Yeah, he'll be back next week, yeah.
Who of Hughes, Christensen, now Matt Copley's got two games under his belt. Any of those you consider?
I think you'll see Hughes, Copley and Lang all next week, so yeah.
Chris O another week away?
I'd say Chris O would still be another week, maybe the Newtown game.
Jansen?
Jansen's pushing for the Newtown game.
Yep.
Yep.
What's been Jansen's issue?
AC joint.
AC, yep.
Did that the Joey's game, was it?
Yeah. And Ruddy looked like he needed a run.
He did, yeah. Yeah, I think, I mean, I don't know how many weeks it's been for Ruddy now, but I think it'd be... It's four, yeah. And he, obviously being a calf, he hasn't been able to do a lot. He'll be better for that. And I think even, Paddy Dowling ducked away for three or four as well, and has had a couple back now. So you sort of hope that some of these guys that can have some influence can continue to build and hopefully have some more impact for us over the next couple of weeks.
Do you play Matt Keast, knowing North Melbourne season's finished? Do you have access to him?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I can't answer. One I haven't ever thought of, to be honest. Thanks for raising it, though. It's worth consideration.
He can't, obviously, he's overqualified.
Yeah, correct.
But we
can play him in the home and away, obviously. Yeah, so.
I think South are going to do the same with Paddy Kelly.
Oh, well, I think we'd be mad not to, of course, yeah. So.
Got two games of footy to win.
Nah, 100%, yeah. So we now find ourselves in a position where, we do have to win two games of footy to make sure we stay in the hunt. So, I think we definitely would look at that.
I drink Woodford, by the way, just as a thank you for that reminder.
I have a funny feeling I knew that you drink Woodford. Consistent supplier of yours over the last few years. It's common, pretty common knowledge here, Kingy.
Rains, before you go, obviously as CEO of the Geelong Racing Club, we're not too far away. I think we're getting down to basically, 9 weeks until Cup Day. But in between, you're actually... Looks like Steph Davies roped you in her role at Lazarus on the board there. You were going to do the Lazarus, is it the CEO sleep out or similarly named?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, sleep out at the old jail. So, I think they've been able to get some access to some cells, and not all of the cells, but I think it's a sellout, so I'm not too sure how many of us are in for the
sellout. That's very good.
It's a sellout. obviously Lazarus do a fantastic job in the Geelong community, supporting multiple people through the services. So Steph Davey, proud and passionate chair of Lazarus and a fantastic committee member of the Geelong Racing Club. And I think the Geelong Racing Club, obviously this one's via me, but they do a fantastic job in supporting a lot of charity and a lot of community groups. So I've got the nod on this one to enter the house, and hopefully there's
the big house.
Hopefully there's no ghosts around.
Is Neildy doing that?
I wouldn't have thought so.
Well, I think we probably should try and work out how we get Neildy to do it. I think that would be great representation, wouldn't it, for Geelong United and for the community, well, for South Arwen?
I reckon that's about the time he actually might be getting his hip done.
I don't care. He's doing it.
Well, he can rest up, can't he?
Yeah, that's right. He's having it done on the 13th of October, so it's before that. Plenty of time. We're going to work on Neildy.
Oh, Neildy, get in there and support Lopes.
Yeah, he's going to be in the same cell as you, Reigns. You watch that.
Love's provided.
Love it.
Brains, commiserations. Last time we'll see St Mary's. Oh, actually, no, we'll see in a couple of weeks.
Newtown.
It's Newtown.
Well, we think. We just don't know because Bell Park and Leopold might have a bit riding on it too. So we're a little bit, dare I say, undecided.
That's fair.
We'll work it out.
Very good.
Commiserations, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure, always.
Luke Rayner joining us on K-Rock Footy. Thanks to 40 Winks. 40 Winks Sleep of End of the Year on now.
40 Winks post-game interview.